On October the 27th, the most horrible day in my life, get word that one of our flights, U-2 flights, was late, indicating that maybe problems had developed.
We all knew the danger. I mean, we all knew that it could happen. Our rule was we flew sequentially. We all got the same number of missions, weren't exposed to danger any more than any other person. And a guy named Rudy Anderson, who was my boss, got scheduled to fly the mission.
Naturally, after everything had happened, I thought and rethought it thousands of times. But a task is a task, and you have to do it well as you can. I just happened to be at the end of this chain.
It was given number 33, target number 33. Events started to develop from the moment the target was detected. The division commander started worrying. Something had to be done. Another couple of minutes and the target would leave the hitting zone. Eventually, the order came. Target 33 is to be destroyed. After I had pressed the button and the missile was launched, there was a tropical downpour. The sky was completely overcast. All the trenches were half filled with water.
So, you know, it's the breaks of the game, I guess.
We understood very well what a complex thing it was to shoot at a flying plane, especially with a man on board. But every soldier is destined to carry out his task at a certain moment, and this is what happened. But a war is a war.